This is episode 2088 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to day six of our seven-part series all about using mini mindfulness moments to tap into your inner stillness. And as you've explored this week's series, you've discovered an inner stillness meditation technique in each day's episode. So today, in episode six, the next to the last episode, I always layer those techniques together so you can see how they work together. In fact, when I meditate, I don't just do one technique. I layer the techniques exactly as I'll be doing for you today. You'll be layering a breathing technique and a mudra and a chakra and an affirmation together. If you could do some yoga stretches before you meditate or even after you meditate, that is excellent. That will even help you go a little more deeply into your own inner stillness. So with your series this week, as with every series, you had a challenge, and your challenge was to notice where you feel stillness in your body by giving yourself many mindfulness moments to tap into your inner stillness. So I hope you were able to experience inner stillness this week as you did that. And know that you'll get better and better at doing this. It doesn't usually come naturally. Inner stillness is something you cultivate, just as with a meditation ritual, an exercise ritual, or any ritual. It's something you show up for and do again and again until you are able to do it naturally, where you've woven it into your life. So when you go throughout your day, you can't wait for your stillness time to meditate or your mindfulness break. Or when you're sitting, you don't want to get up because you're so enjoying the meditation experience. It can take some time to get to that place. So just know that you are in the right place simply by being here. You'll get better and better, I promise. So for the series, we'll go ahead now and layer these techniques together so you can see how it all flows together. So know that also, if you want the full 30-minute guided meditations, you know those are, as always, on the Sip and Om meditation app. I always invite you to try it for 2 weeks free access, just to make sure you're ready for a deeper experience. That way there's nothing lost. You can just try it and see what you think. And for many of you, the podcast episode is where you feel comfortable because you really like doing the technique, taking it into your own meditation, or just learning the techniques to do them throughout your day. As well, I have so enjoyed connecting with you on Instagram, where I'm showing up several times a day and I share lots of resources, a special guide with all the techniques on it, little meditations to end your day, to help you sleep better, to start your day. I just recorded one of those. I'll put that up tomorrow morning. The affirmation, repeating it with me, many resources there. So I hope that you will enjoy it. It's not just quotes. I know quotes are really nice, but it truly is. I'm wanting to be like a coach for you there, where you can pop in there when you need a little bit of peace, energy, or clarity. So with that, so as you settle yourself down to meditate, begin to notice how you feel as you're sitting or standing, wherever you may be. Straighten your spine and close your eyes. As they're closed, elevate your gaze to the point between your eyebrows. This is referred to as your spiritual eye in yoga and meditation, or your prefrontal lobe, where science has shown us now that this point is where you activate your brain when you meditate to help you manage stress better, your prefrontal lobes. And begin to notice your breath, not controlling it in any way. Simply notice the rhythm and flow of your breath. And mentally affirm, I tap into my inner stillness. I tap into my inner stillness. And begin to notice your mind and body calm down. Now, take a nice deep inhale through your nose. And as you exhale, release tension and toxins. You may hold your hands, both of them, with your palms upward on your lap, touching your thumb tip to your little finger, your ring finger, and your middle fingertips. And your index finger is extended outward. Doing this with both hands as you rest them on your lap. This Vajra Mudra helps you reach a deep sense of inner peace. And you could visualize your fifth chakra, which is right at your throat. The color is indigo blue. And the quality is a deep inner stillness. It's your truth, how you show up with the world. Do you wear a mask? You can take the mask off and allow your inner truth to shine. Your unique qualities. And as you exhale and inhale through your nose, tap into your inner truth. Do people perceive you as you really are? And now we'll go ahead and do the breathing technique. You'll inhale to the count of five. You'll hold your breath to the count of seven. You'll exhale your breath to the count of eight, extending the exhale a little longer than the inhale. This helps you tone your vagus nerve to manage stress better. So right now as you're seated, notice where you feel inner stillness. Connect to that part of you. And now I'll guide you through the breathing technique. Inhale to the count of five, two, three, four, five. Hold, seven, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Exhale, eight, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Inhale. Hold. Exhale. Continue this breathing technique for as long as you need to. If your mind begins to wander, do this breathing technique to settle back into inner stillness. You are so worth slowing down for.